You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. Eastern Michigan University has settled a lawsuit with former student-athletes in some of its women's sports programs. The student plaintiffs allege that budget cuts to softball and tennis programs 2 years ago violated Title IX. That's the legislation that requires federally funded schools to provide opportunities for women in sports. The school has agreed to pay two former players, including a softball player, and to invest $2 million for women's sports programs, but the EMU softball team is no more. Carol Hutchins is the powerhouse head coach of the University of Michigan women's softball team. I asked her how significant she thought the loss of the EMU team is for women athletes in the region. Have you been following the lawsuit over Eastern Michigan's elimination of several sports, including softball?
Well, I certainly followed it, although you just apprised me that they had just settled with it and they were no longer going to be held to reinstating the program.
The school has agreed to several remedies, including payments to one former Eastern softball player and $2 million in funding for women's sports, but softball is not coming back. What kind of loss is that in your view?
Well, obviously, anytime there's a loss of opportunity, period, it's sad. It's unfortunate. And obviously for our sport, we certainly consider softball to be one of the premier sports for women in the NCAA, but it's opportunities for young women who have an interest in what we do. And paying off one or two players, there's a lot of women who've been denied opportunities. So that'll be interesting to me to see how many other lawsuits they've opened the door to have to settle.
Yeah, the university's argument when it eliminated the softball program was that it would prefer a women's lacrosse team, noting that lacrosse teams have more players, which equals more tuition for the school, which strengthens the financial picture. I mean, college sports have never been far away from these kinds of discussions. This isn't exactly new. But what does it mean to see women's teams pitted against women's teams in this way?
Well, I think that's been an implement used when Title IX first started evolving, and most colleges and University of Michigan back in the late 70s, early 80s, our own athletic director lobbied Congress against Title IX. Don Canham said, no, this will ruin college football if we have to spend this kind of money on these women, basically something to those effect. And then they didn't want to cut back in any areas of – nobody wants to cut back. Nobody wants to see men cut back. I don't want to see the football budget cut back. But are there areas that we can trim the fat to make room for everybody and to give everybody the same opportunity? But what they did instead was just they started cutting men's sports. And, of course, wrestling was one that was really hit hard back in that period. And they were mad. And you know who they were mad at? They were mad at the women. And as I often say, I mean, I grew up in a family. There were three boys and three girls. And I think my mom invented gender equity. And we all got the same opportunity. We all got the same number of Christmas presents. She treated us all equally. And we just wanted what they had, which was the opportunity to get to play, the opportunity to get a college scholarship, to have some of the resources that the young men had. We didn't want their resources. And we have shown over the years that there's a way to take care of everybody. But I think it's just an age-old ploy to pit the women against the women. And, you know, that's what I think of it as a game.
Carol Hutchins is head coach of the University of Michigan women's softball team. We'll be hearing more from her later this month.